Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, so we got more breaking news?
Sorry to break up that little spat you had there. We have breaking Yankee news from Brian Hoke. It is not a trade. Gerrit Cole has been scratched from tonight's game due to general body fatigue.
What?
Will Warren will start.
There goes all the good
general body fatigue.
General body fatigue.
We are 2 weeks out of the All-Star break.
He missed a lot of time.
Okay, but he missed a lot of time. He pitched for 2 weeks, and then he comes back after an All-Star break?
There is some concern to that.
Yes.
General body fatigue? Like, what does that even mean? Like, where's the body fatigue?
Come on, man.
In his ass? Like, in his arm? In his elbow? In his head?
That's confusing.
In his neck?
That's confusing to me. I don't know if I've ever heard that.
You know when I've heard that? In spring training. I've heard or guys rehabbing. Like, you know what? He just threw a bullpen. There's some general soreness. We're going to sit him for a couple of days. But to miss a start like this, especially like you said, I mean, he's made one start coming out of the All-Star break. Because he started the first game out of the break, yes. If memory serves correct. It's weird.
This isn't good. I don't know how you view this as positive. This isn't good.
You know what this reminds me of?
This smells like an IL stint.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's specific to a body part.
Right. I don't like hearing that. And it's hours before start. We heard nothing about this the last 4 days. This is not good. That's my general gut instinct.
By the way, I got confused for a second. He's made two starts out of the All-Star break. He made the Tampa start and the Mets start. He hasn't made a start since the Mets start, right? That was the last start that he made.
A week ago.
Last week. And it was a bad start.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm trying to think. Like, okay, did we see anything in his last start that would be deeply concerning? Because the truth is, he was pitching really well before that start against the Mets. Like, he had put together that great start against Tampa, the very good start against Baltimore, and we were pretty much convinced, hey, Gerrit Cole's back. Okay, this is good news. I think he's gotten the rustiness off. And then he had the disaster against the Mets where he gave up 3 home runs. And I think most of us just assumed, you know what, the Mets are his daddy. Because the Mets, I'm not saying that to be a jerk. Like, the Mets have had great success against them.
Six runs and then twice.
Right.
Six runs twice.
Nothing to worry about. It was just a bad start. And now you're starting to ask a lot of questions. And I think Aaron Boone's got a lot of questions to answer. Like, when did he start to feel this soreness? Like, when did Gerrit Cole say, I'm not? Because, again, he made his last start almost a week ago. It was last Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
It was Wednesday.
Yes, it was Wednesday when he got lit up.
So when after that start did Gerrit Cole report this? Did he throw his bullpen? I'm sorry, I got like a million questions. Did he throw his bullpen? Like, Gerrit Cole throw his bullpen a few days ago?
And now I'm thinking, watching every Yankee game, all year Gerrit Cole's been like prominent in the dugout. Now I can't even close my eyes and picture him the last couple days like yapping it up like he usually
does. He hasn't been there the last few days?
He probably has, but like it's been noticeable in the piss, and now I may be just like overthinking this.
As soon as someone comes off, whether it's a good inning or bad inning, he's always right there having a conversation.
And now maybe I'm overthinking this. I feel like I haven't really seen him as active in the dugout the last couple days.
You know... The other thing that I sort of put my head towards now about something like this, we have 2 hours until the trade deadline. And this reminds me of something very familiar. Back in 2021, when the Mets made the trade for Javi Baez, they made the big all-in trade for Javier Baez. Do you remember what happened right after the trade deadline? It was that day. I'll tell you what it was. You remember, Loogie? You don't remember? We got news about DeGrom, and it wasn't good. And it led to this discussion of, well, wait a second. If you knew Jake wasn't healthy, should you have either not done the Baez trade or maybe done something bigger? So like, hey, go get a big starting pitcher.
So what you're implying right now is that the Yankees might be a little bit more aggressive than they were 24 hours ago trying to go after a starting pitcher.
I'm telling you right now, I said to you about an hour and a half ago when we started this show, I don't look at starting pitching as a priority.
Yeah.
Now I have to change my tune.
Of course.
If I've got questions about my ace.
Unless they give some clarity on this.
Well, there's not going to be any clarity. Because no matter what it is, here's the problem, Teak. No matter what it is, he's not pitching tonight. That's it. You could tell me, no big deal. Maybe it will turn into no big deal.
Right.
But we're not going to get that kind of clarity tonight.
Who's taking him hill tonight?
Will Warren, they
said. Will Warren. And also, couldn't the Yankees announce this at 6:10?
I was thinking the same thing.
Why would you give any team any leverage if you are going to trade for a starter? I mean, that just feels like crazy.
Okay, so here's the problem with that, because I'm thinking the same thing. Like,
well, he's probably, because he would be out already.
People would know. Like, how do you like hide?
He'd be out in the round. Like, they're there early.
Yeah, but
you can't hide the fact he's not starting tonight, as Tiki, and he's right about that.
Couldn't you hide it till about 5:30 if you were trying to work on something?
I think that if this was John McGraw in 1912, sure.
Dude,
I don't think you can in 2024. I don't think you could hide until past the deadline that you're scratching Gerrit Cole. I respect it because I get what you're saying.
Sunday night, they didn't announce a lineup until 5:30 because they had to see if Jazz Chisholm got to the ballpark.
It's different. It's a starting pitcher. And by the way, I don't know the answer to this.
I mean, he's not out in the pen taking warm-ups until 6. You know?
I don't know the answer to this. You could look this up. I wonder with the gambling community if you can't do that anymore either.
Oh, you know what? You're probably right about that. I don't know if Major League Baseball...
Even how could you prove it?
I don't know if Major League Baseball's in bed like the NFL is to an extent, but you can't do it in football. So, there's a reason that you have to give your injury.
Yeah. I don't think
you can't fake it.
So I think what this does, upon getting this shocking news that Gerrit Cole's been scratched tonight, they are calling it general soreness. So yes, it's not a sore elbow, it's not a sore arm.
God, it sounds like it's just, let's just say this because it's nonspecific.
Well, maybe that's the case.
That's what it feels like to me.
Maybe Sean.
No. I'm saying they're being intentionally nonspecific.
Because of the trade deadline. Yeah, what Sean wanted.
Yeah.
They're not telling you what the injury is. They're just saying, hey, he's sore, don't worry about it.
Okay, maybe that's why. Either way, I don't know how you could view this as a positive.
No, obviously.
Momentum is so on their side now, and this just feels so deflating.
Well, it's obviously not a positive. The best pitcher on your team is hurt, and you don't know when he's going to make his next start.
Yeah.
I think what we have to do right now is take a deep breath and say, what are you going to do about it? Like, my initial reaction to this is, now I have to be aggressive in getting a starting pitcher. I didn't necessarily feel that way 2.5 hours ago. And by the way, all the rumors had suggested if they had acquired a starting pitcher, they were going to flip Nestor Cortez. I'm not doing that.
Mm-mm.
I'm not flipping anybody.
You can't afford to.
No.
I'll take you 16 steps further. If Gerrit Cole is going on the IL for any sustained period of time and they don't add a starter now in the next 3 hours, there better be 0.000 payroll excuses why Juan Soto is not a Yankee next year. I'm sorry. You cannot punt on the rest of this year and not go add a starter when Gerrit Cole goes down.
Stop using the word punt. It's not punting to not trade
for
a big star.
Whatever word you want to use, Evan, as a Yankee fan, this can't be it for Juan Soto if Gerrit Cole goes on the IL for an amount of time and they don't need a starter.
No, I think the pressure is now mounted to go get Blake Snell, if we're being honest. I think that's the guy. I think that's the target. Look, Blake Snell is not signed long-term. He was the guy the Yankees were obviously interested in during the offseason. There's a mutual option next year at $30 million. Well, guess what? If Blake Snell's going to pitch the way he's pitched recently, he's not going to want to pitch on $30 million. He's going to want an opt-out. He's going to get out. And look, his overall numbers are still not very good. But remember, he got off to a slow start because he missed a lot of time. His last, like, five starts that he's pitched, look at his numbers. The guy's been dominant. He's pitched like the guy who won the Cy Young last year. I'll give you the numbers real quick. 5 scoreless, 7 scoreless, 6 innings, 2 runs. And then his last start, 6 innings, 0 runs, 15 strikeouts. So over the last 4 starts, Blake Snell's looked like Blake Snell. So don't be scared by the fact that he's pitched to a 5 ERA. It looks like he's putting it all together. That's the guy. That's the guy. It's not Jack Flaherty. It's go get Blake Snell now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
As not only Cole insurance, in case this is serious, but great if he's healthy, I got myself a hell of a top of the rotation.
Can anything just go right in this town ever? Ever, man?
Things are going pretty well in Queens.
No, not for a World Series fan. We're just dying for a freaking parade in this town, and this has to happen now on a day like this when we're having good vibes. I can't take it anymore.
Are you going to cry?
I'm finally believing. I got roped back in. Jazz Chisholm, I can't wait to buy his jersey. And we got general body fatigue with no update on the trade deadline day. It's like having a balloon pop, bro.
Right, it is bad timing.
I can't take it,
man. It's bad timing to have a general body fatigue.
It's the worst day to get this news. I give up.
Give up?
Dude, it's been 70 years since we got a parade. We're not going to get one ever.
Oh, my, you're turning red.
I can't take this stuff anymore, man.
I don't want to laugh because I don't like that Gerrit Cole's hurt and he has general body soreness, but he looks like a balloon. Like, his head just turned bright red.
I mean, it is kind of shocking. Here we are. We're 2.5 hours away from first pitch or so.
And you're feeling good. The American League's open. You just thumped the Phillies, who are supposed to be the big threat in the NL. You're taking 3 in a row. You've turned the season around. And you get this. It is the most deflating news one can have,
but
man.
You just said, I give up. Did you literally utter that phrase?
If he's I out, give man, up? I give up. I give up with you getting my hopes up.
You give up?
For having my hopes up, yeah. Man, and I know I'm at fault, and I know I'm not a normal human being, and I know that I take sports way too seriously. But from a fan's perspective, it's like, what deal with the devil happened when Mario Manningham caught that pass that suddenly we're not allowed to ever win another championship?
What does that have to do with the Yankees?
Because every single team, Tiki, it's injuries, it's disaster, it's this.
Sean?
Every time, it's like a cat falling for that stupid cat toy at Petco. I can't take it, man. I can't take it anymore. Stop with it. It's not time for jokes.
I'm not joking.
is with the stupid music.
Well, you know what? If you gave up, I got news for you. Call David Stearns. We'll take Judge. We'll take Soto. So the Yankees could just give up, too. We'll take Jazz. If you want to throw in the white towel here, I'll take them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.